Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April the 28th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Torshi Rye. Taking a look at Friday's performance, bit mixed for the indices we follow on the video here. Did see most U.S. equity indexes finish in positive territory, leading the way to the upside, where the Nasdaq 100, Nasdaq Composite up over 1%, S&P 500 up 75 basis points. We did see the U.S. dollar, crude, BFA, along with bonds in positive territory. Ultimately, saw gold retract here a little bit, closing down for the day over 1.5%. And we saw emerging markets and even currencies and even some of these other equity indexes basically right around flat for the day. Looking at gold, we did see a reverse back indexes on Thursday's action. Ultimately, we see it closing down on Friday. So may see it reverse down into a column of O's here with it once we see it open up today. But moving on to EFA, then from there, we did see Friday's action ultimately tipped it above that $84 level, inching closer to that bearish resistance line. Now, truly testing it at the moment, it takes a return to a buy signal move above 86 in order to see that trend flip back to positive. But we've seen that score, fund score, increase back above 4 for EFA as well. As far as the Dow goes, worth interesting, just bearing in mind some of this chart action. Haven't seen it return to the buy signal like we've seen some other U.S. equity index charts. We did see it currently, it reversed up above 40,000 there with Friday's action. When we look at the Russell 2000, it has returned to a buy signal, and Friday's action saw it reverse back to indexes there at 1950, putting in a higher bottom here at 1920. So worth keeping an eye on small cap and that Russell 2000 there. NASDAQ 100 moving right up to test that bearish resistance line. From here, move above 19,500 would flip it back into a positive trend. We obviously see some resistance here just above that $20,000 level. But at the moment, we'll keep a closer eye on that bearish resistance line, see if we can move through that and shift this trend back to positive for the NASDAQ 100. NASDAQ Composite seeing similar action. As far as indicator action, we saw the bullish percent slightly increase. We did see the BP for SPX move above 62%. So we're now seeing that further increase in participation as stocks return to buy signals. We're also seeing the PT for SPX now within 1% of reversing back in to X's, will rally to within 1%. But currently, we would find it reversing back into X's there at 38. And that would be one among the second, actually, among these index PTs to reverse back into X's. Worth bearing in mind, we've already seen the PT for the mid-cap 400 reverse back into X's, but a lot of those broader market PTs still maintain in O's, like PTSPX for the moment. Now, moving on to earnings, probably biggest earnings week for the quarter, looking at roughly 180 names, even if you're reporting today on Monday. But then moving on to Tuesday, we see like Coke, Pfizer, Starbucks, UPS, and Visa. Wednesday being highlighted by Microsoft. And then we'll take a look here at Meta, but briefly just mentioning that we also see ADP, Qualcomm, and Hood reporting on Wednesday, along with Q1 GDP and PCE data. So Wednesday, a very busy day as far as earnings and economic data may go. Microsoft currently, though, diving into its technical picture, still technically maintaining a sell signal after breaking that double bottom last Monday. Ultimately, we did see a reverse into action. X's on Wednesday, rallying up to form a triple top here. To break it, we need to move above 396. So that's what we'll keep an eye out for. But see some resistance right there around that $400 level and upper 300 and 390s, if you will. But move above that would then take us to resistance there in that 450 to 460 range. So seeing a little bit of room between there and roughly the top of the 10-week trading band there. So we will keep an eye on those price levels for Microsoft. But on the downside, just briefly to mention, we see support at 356 as well as that 348, that April low. Moving on to Meta, it's a 3 for 5er, still maintaining a positive trend, has given and seen three consecutive sell signals, with that most recent coming during Monday's trading last week. Did see a reverse back into X's. From here, move above 592 returns it to a buy signal at the moment. We'll keep an eye on that support there near term at 48, hitting it last, or 80, pardon me, hitting it last week, but also see some additional support around that $450 range as well from August August, July of last year. Then moving on to Thursday, we see Apple and Amazon highlighting that, but also see CVS, Lilly, Microsoft, or MasterCard, pardon me, and McDonald's as well. Those are just a few of the kind of bigger names that we're seeing on Thursday. Still quite a few reporting on Thursday as well. Apple currently maintaining a 3 for 5-er, returned to a buy signal a couple of weeks ago, ultimately putting in a higher bottom with last week's action as it reversed back into X's, currently trading at 208 to move above 220, would move it back into a positive trend, penetrate that bearish resistance line, potentially also be a second consecutive buy signal there at 260.16 if we see this continuation in the column of X's. But on the downside, we'd monitor support there at 190 as well as at 184. Last but not least, Amazon AMZ in a 3 for 5-er and moving into a negative trend back in March, returning to a buy signal with last week's action. Now testing that bearish resistance line from here, move above 192, moves it back into a positive trend, but have seen some support or resistance develop around that 200, upper 190, even kind of up to 204, if you will, looking on the chart there. So we keep an eye on if we were able to rally to that or potentially rally through that. But then on the downside, we would look at support at 166 as well as the recent low of 162. But that's just Thursday earnings. Even on Friday, we have action coming up. We actually have CVX, Cigna, and Exxon highlighting earnings then, and also have non-farm payrolls. So quite a busy earnings week as well as economic data week. So stay tuned for the videos these mornings. We take a potential look at what each day's action may transpire, give us as far as technical indicators, so on and so forth. But as always, feel free to give us a call if you have any questions at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.